This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. This is always one of my favorite conversations when we talk to Julie. Looking forward to this one, too.
Absolutely. So Julie's always my fun blast from a past. We've known each other longer than either one of us is going to admit. And she's one of my few friends that's actually an Atlanta native. So
I am.
It's cool to have her on the show.
There's
to
like
talk
seven
Atlanta.
Of them. So
I know, exactly.
Well, let's say hello to Julie Heron Carson. She's with the Spring Atlanta Home Show. Julie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Todd and Carol. It's really nice to be here. I appreciate the invitation.
Always good to see you. I'm sure the audience is familiar with you by now, but just in case, remind them a bit about you and your background.
Yes, I am an Atlanta native, as Carol said, and I work in public relations, and one of my favorite clients is the Atlanta Home Show. And there is a Spring Atlanta Home Show and a Fall Atlanta Home Show, which gives me the opportunity to come in and chat with y'all twice a year, which I look forward to.
So do we.
Well, I know the Spring Show is just right around the corner. In fact, it's later this month. Tell us a little bit more about it.
I will, and talk about time going fast. This is the 37th annual Spring Atlanta Home Show. It's going to be March 20th through 22nd. That's a Friday through Sunday at the Cobb Galleria Center. And it's Georgia's largest home show. It's a big event. It's an exciting event. And I hope all of the listeners are going to come out and see it.
Well, who should go to this? Who is this for?
The home show is really for everybody. You think of it, of course, as something perfect for a homeowner, and it is, but there are also exhibits and products and services that can be of value to people who live in apartments or people who are planning to buy a home or sell a home. This year, the theme is remodel, repair, and refresh your home. And we're going to have over 350 experts in the home improvement industry at the home show with the very latest products and services from inside to outside your home. So from roof to basement, landscaping, decor, lighting, windows, kitchens, baths, I could go on and on, but there's something there for everybody. And the great thing about a home show is you have exhibitors that offer similar products, so you can do one-stop shopping under one roof. Let's say, for instance, you're interested in flooring. You can talk to a number of flooring exhibitors, see what products they offer, price compare, do a chemistry check with the experts, because these are people you're going to be inviting into your home and you want to be sure that you're comfortable with them. So you don't have to drive around all over town looking or try to comparison shop online. You can do it right there. And I think a lot of people find that experience to be really valuable.
I always like going in there, and it's just with this kind of awe that they build these exhibits in just a couple of days, and they'll have, you know, a whole garden in there with a waterfall, or, you know, there's stone pavers installed, or a whole entire little house. And it's just a great way to get ideas for, you know, what's that next remodeling project that I'm going to do in my house.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, my house has reached that age that I feel like I'm rebuilding it a piece at a time.
Oh, just, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
My husband says I go from exhibit to exhibit saying, I want that. I want that.
Well, that's what my wife and I get out of it is, uh-huh. is the ideation is, ooh, that's a cool idea, and take a photograph of it. So that's what we love about it. To talk about, is there anything new at this year's, at this spring show?
We've got a very exciting speaker series this time. I think the speaker series is always exciting, but this time it's especially exciting. We have some new speakers as well as some old favorites, and we have some new topics. The speaker series will kick off on Friday, March 20th, with Walter Reeves, who is one of my favorites, the Georgia gardener. He's going to speak at noon on how to refresh your landscape. So going back to that theme of remodel, repair, and refresh, we're going to have Joe Washington from HGTV. He's spoken at the home show a number of times, and he's got a new presentation on adaptive gardening. So he's got some techniques and tools to help you garden into your later years, if you have any kind of physical disability or physical restrictions, he has some great ideas for you. That's a really interesting presentation. For the interior, we've got a presentation by Jim Lewis. This will be Saturday, March 21st, and he owns Vision Stairways and Millwork. And he's going to talk about refreshing your entrance and foyer, creating that beautiful first impression when you walk into your home. And then a brand new presentation we've never had before will be by Dana Kane. And she is a landscape designer with Home and Garden Design. And, well, Carol and Todd, you may be interested in this. It's on dog-friendly landscapes.
Nice.
And I had a chance to speak with her a little bit about this, and she has some really great ideas. For instance, if your dog goes out into the yard and always runs around in sort of the same pattern like dogs like to do, and maybe the grass is all torn up or nothing will grow there because the dog is always running, create a beautiful pathway that the dog can run on. If your dog likes to run to your gate and jump and bark and has some anxiety moments at the gate, maybe put in a gate the dog can see through, like wrought iron instead of solid wood. What are the toughest plants that you can have in the yard that the dog can run over that'll bounce back? What are plants you shouldn't have? I mean, once you start thinking about the topic, there's so many great ideas. So yeah. I'm going to be sitting in the audience with that one with a pad and a pencil to take some notes.
I have a problem with some of the shrubs in front of my barn. I have a goat that ate one and my puppy ate the other one.
I don't think the presentation is going to talk about goat management.
So I don't think there is any goat-friendly landscaping because they eat what they want to eat.
They don't eat everything. Maybe there's something you could plant there that they wouldn't eat.
Prickly cactus pears,
maybe.
I don't know.
But Dana might know.
Yeah. Or I could plant azaleas because those are poisonous, and that would solve the problem, right?
Well, that would just create a new
exactly.
problem.
Exactly. That's right.
Speaking of azaleas, though, and Carol, with your background at the Atlanta Botanical Garden, you're going to like this. Buddy Lee with Southern Living Plants, he's the guy who created the Encore Azalea. He's going to speak at the Atlanta Home Show on Sunday, March 23rd. Hmm. And he'll talk about hybridizing plants and how he came up with the Encore Azalea.
That's good.
That's cool.
That's real cool.
Yeah.
All right. Julie, Heron, Carson will return after this quick break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Julie Heron Carson with the Spring Atlanta Home Show.
Hello, hello.
Hello, welcome back. So let's talk a little bit about Trade Day, and then I understand that there's some discounts this year.
Of course, of course. On Friday, March 20th, anybody who works in the home industry, and that would be general contractors, designers, and even realtors.
What about real estate radio hosts?
I think we can make an exception for you. Absolutely. But everybody in the home industry is invited to come on Friday, March 20th for free. All you have to do is bring your business card to show what industry you work in, and that is courtesy of PMC Building Materials.
That's exciting.
That is really cool. Neat that you do that. I was sniffing around, and I heard something about a backyard beer garden. Tell me about that.
That is such a popular exhibit at the Atlanta Home Show, and Bruce Holiday of Landscape Plans Plus is designing it again this year, and it is a very large outdoor garden area, and he brings in companies that do outdoor living spaces like outdoor fireplaces and pavers and water features, and they create this beautiful environment. And then there is beer in the environment for attendees who are 21 and over. You pay a fee of $5 above your admission fee, and then you get to taste a variety of beers provided by Red Hair Brewing Company.
We've had them on the show before.
Yeah. And the $5 goes to benefit Hope Atlanta, which is the programs of Traveler's Aid.
So you've got to be 21 or over to enter. Are there special? So let's
just the beer guard, only to taste the beer.
So if I want to park my child somewhere while I go drink a beer, is there an option for that?
Well, your child can hang out with you. He just can't drink.
Okay, got it.
I would like to mention, we were talking about trade day and industry professionals who can come in free. Everyone can get a discount on the website. There is a $2 off coupon at www.atlantahomeshow.com. So we make it easy for everybody to come.
That's great.
That is great.
What about some of the other online tips? You'd mentioned to us that there's a lot of online tips running this year, that was something new.
Absolutely. So in addition to the experts that will be at the Atlanta Home Show, we are going to post tips on a regular basis at the website, again, atlantahomeshow.com, as well as the Atlanta Home Show's Facebook page. So we encourage people to go to both of those sites and watch for the regular tips being posted there.
All right. Well, Julie, this sounds like it's shaping up to be yet another great home show. Before we let you go, give us all the information about where you can get tickets and, again, the dates and other information about the Spring Atlanta Home Show.
The Atlanta Home Show will be held on Friday through Sunday, March 20th through 22nd at the Cobb Galleria Center. And hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday, and 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets are $10. They can be purchased at the show when you get there or online, and you can also get a $2 off coupon on the website, atlantahomeshow.com. Parking is free, and children age 12 and under get in free, and adults age 65 and older are admitted for free.
All right, Julie Heron-Carson with the Spring Atlanta Home Show. Julie, as always, dear friend, great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and telling us about the home show. All right, well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Julie Heron-Carson, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.